If you're a busy woman raising children and you want to learn to reverse engineer how you want to feel in all areas of your life, listen up. For the first time ever, I am teaching my energetic time management process. Not only am I teaching it live, but you're getting one-on-one access to me. Yes, you heard that correctly. You can reach out to me personally and get feedback on how this process is working in your life. So head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/workshop. As soon as you register, you are going to get a pre-recorded training video that you can watch over and over and over again that also has an accompanied PDF, step by step. I'm literally showing you step by step. You're also going to be given the details to reach out to me one-on-one and my team so we can support you as you're integrating this work in your busy schedule. And we're also going to be throwing in 2 live group Q&A calls. So come ask your questions. I'm going to show you how to integrate energetic time management, not just at home, but in your work as well. Ask all your questions and I'm there to help you live in alignment with how you want to feel. Head on over to heatherchauvin.com/workshop and join us live today in May.
How often do you hear somebody say, I don't have time. I don't have the capacity. I'm so overwhelmed. I've been hearing women specifically in business say this for far too long. And every single time we talk about how to create more profit, time, money, energy, I get pushback. This is what I teach women. How to live in alignment with how you want to feel. I'm not saying it's easy, but it's emotionally uncomfortable. And this is why I have started a private podcast specifically for women in business on how to attract more profit. Head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/profit. The private podcast is called Emotionally Uncomfortable Attracting Profit. It doesn't matter if it's our businesses, our parenting, our lives, we can feel alive. heatherchauvin.com/profit. Check out the private free podcast, Attracting Profit. Want and desire so badly to be successful. And I'm going to also assume that you are listening to this or watching this because you care and you want to change the world. A lot of the women that I attract are people who think outside of the box. So whatever industry you're in, you have a skill, you've mastered a skill, and you just need to develop the knowledge, the education, the actual skill of business ownership. And there's a lot to that. And so I'm going to talk about why we don't actually stick to creating revenue generating habits, like good revenue generating habits, like the why behind this. And then I'm going to give you the how, like some specific tangible steps that you can take to start, creating good revenue generating habits and sticking to them. So first off, a revenue generating habit is an action that aligns with generating revenue. Okay. So a revenue generating habit. Not all actions that you take in your business are revenue generating. And I learned this 10 years ago. I first heard the concept revenue generating activities from Monica Shaw.
And I did not understand. I thought all activities in business were revenue generating, but they're not when you really think about it. So I'm going to go out to say this publicly, but I don't feel that social media or generating any content on the internet is a revenue generating activity. I don't believe that. You're avoiding revenue generating activities because they are emotionally uncomfortable, because there's fear involved, there's stress, there's trauma. We feel there's shame involved because we feel a lot of shame or guilt for asking for help. I remember in my early days of building my business as well, it was very difficult for me to ask for help and feel psychologically safe to receive help from mentors. And I see that a lot from women. You know, they want to work with me, but they're like, oh, now's not the right time. And then I'm like, that's cool, that's fine. But what's actually happening is they're hiding. And the reason they're hiding is because there's shame that they're not good at this. But the weird thing is, like, you started as a beginner in your skill, right? The skill that you're selling. And you invested in that to learn it, to grow it. So this is just a new skill, but where I see a lot of intelligent women get stuck when it comes to growth in their business is the shame of not being good at something. Like, they want to feel confident before they actually start. So then they just don't take action. But what they don't realize is they're just sitting in shame. Like, I am bad. I am broken. I'm stupid. I'm smart. I'm not smart. I don't know what I'm doing. And that is like, that's killing you. It's killing you slowly. It's killing your bank accounts, killing your relationships. It's stressing you the fuck out, which is going to cause disease in your body. And I'm here to break that pattern for women. That's really where I feel like I have a mission and a drive and a passion for doing that for women, both in their home and in their work. But I can't do it for you if you're not willing to invest. You need to get clear on what your specific actions are that are required in order for you to generate more revenue. Now, if you are lacking the education because you're like, I actually don't have a plan, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. Well, a revenue generating habit would be investing in understanding what your plan is instead of running around like a chicken with your head cut off. But once you have the plan, then you should be work in that plan. And some revenue generating habits will also be the inner work that is required. So some habits that I have right now are marketing habits. Am I getting myself out there? Am I using my cold, warm, hot strategy that I teach? Where do I need to focus my energy and attention? So I'm constantly working my plan. I'm literally looking at it on a daily or weekly basis, and I'm writing down the physical action steps that I need to take, and then I'm looking at them. Use your cold, warm, and hot strategy. Work your plan. So if you're listening to this and you have a plan and you're just like, amen, Heather, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is exactly what I needed. But I'm just going to tell you right now, there are no quick fixes. There are no diet pills. There are no like fucking life hacks. There's no business hacks. You have to be consistent. And if you identify as somebody and you're going to say this to yourself, I'm not a consistent person. Your identity is wrapped up in the fact that you are telling yourself you're not consistent. I'm not perfect by any means. Like, I'm like 70, 80% consistent. Okay. Like, I'm not perfect at all. But I am the type of person that won't give up. So when I feel myself slipping back into old ways, I get back up and I re-engage. Where people, I think, fall off is they're this all or nothing mentality, and they're either on their game, living their best life, and then they're like, okay, cool, I'm done that program, whatever. And then they just go right back to their old self. And it's like, you need to call yourself out on that shit. So you need to understand, especially when it comes to business,
for marketing, if marketing is your thing, lead attraction is a challenge for you. You need to understand your cold, warm, hot strategy. So attracting profit to me is money, time, and energy. Being a female business owner, I have noticed very unique needs for females. Profit to me, you can have all the money in the world, but if you don't have the time and the energy as well, you're not going to scale and grow. So profit, attracting profit accelerator, go apply, go to heatherschauvin.com/attract.
Hi there. My name's Sherilyn. I'm a lawyer and the mother of two boys. I first heard about Heather and her story from On Boys podcast and quickly started listening to Heather's podcast and realized that I wanted to learn more and more about what she was teaching. I joined Mastery Business because I knew I needed to do something, and I knew that the thing I needed to do was figure out how to get unstuck, and that Heather could help me do that. The main thing that has changed for me since I began Mastery Business a couple of months ago is that when things look difficult and I think that a change might be impossible, I just say to myself, how can I? How can I? How can I? Heather's program doesn't tell you what to do. Heather's program makes you get out of your own way and stop making excuses, and it holds you accountable for actually doing that. So you actually have to take action. Heather, thank you so much for telling your story, writing your book, having your podcast, and creating this community. It is really making a difference in so many lives.
I sometimes joke that I wish I taught people how to make green smoothies for a living, but I know I'm doing that because I'm trying to run away from what brings me joy. And what brings me joy is helping women and men, families in general, and children feel alive. And sometimes that journey to feeling alive is painful. It's emotionally uncomfortable, and it's not always easy. This is why I created the Aligned Life Quiz. So if you're tired of being tired, you want to stop just surviving, and you want to find out exactly where to focus and access realistic tools to confidently manage your energy, emotions, and impact, you can head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/life quiz. It takes you 2 minutes, and it's going to show you, I call them internal leadership skills. Where do you need to focus your energy and attention for the quickest results? And also, which phase are you living in? So head on over to heatherchauvin.com/life quiz to take the Aligned Life Quiz right now. If you're ready to stop just surviving and you want to start thriving, but you don't know how to manage it all, go there. It will take you 2 minutes and it will change your life. I also, on the inside, show you which podcast episodes to listen to based on your quiz results. heatherchauvin.com/life, L-I-F-E, quiz.